Each autumn in northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Indians harvest wild rice by hand. Nick Vanderpie from member station WXPR in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, visited a traditional ricing camp near Lake Superior, where a father and son have spent about 3 weeks on a marshy river harvesting and processing wild rice.
Joe Ackley and his son Larry paddle a canoe up the Wolf River. A flock of mallards takes off from the quiet water and swirls towards a tawny-colored mat of wild rice stalks out in the marsh. There isn't a house in sight. Larry Ackley sits at the stern. He spent most of his 31 years in Milwaukee. He says the river's a different kind of place.
Ain't got no sirens. Ain't got people shooting and hitting each other. You don't hear nothing but the trees and the woods and the animals. It's joyful.
The first afternoon in the woods, the men set up a pair of 8-foot-high canvas army tents, one for sleeping, the other for supplies. Several tall pines shelter the camp on a bluff looking over the water. The next morning, just before dawn, while he lays on his cot in a tent, Larry Ackley talks about growing up. Even though Ackley spent most of his life in the city, when he was younger, he visited his grandfather in central Wisconsin, who taught him the old ways, like sleeping under the stars.
That's nice when you wake up and you see the sky. It's a wonderful feeling to wake up and see the sky instead of a roof or a ceiling or something above you.
This morning, the two men get ready for the day. Larry chops wood. His father, Joe, cooks breakfast over the campfire. Joe Ackley has been camping out during rice season almost 50 years. He lives a few miles north on the Mole Lake Reservation. I asked Joe, where's the meat from?
A deer.
Did you get it around here?
No, I got it on a reservation.
Smells good.
Delicious. Wait till you eat it.
It's hot by the time the Ackleys paddle away from camp. Joe's t-shirt reads, "Stop the plunder of native lands." Larry's wearing a tie-dyed shirt, jeans, and a black and white bandana over his head, his hair braided down to his shoulders. The boat glides into the rice beds, which look like tall prairie grass. Larry steers the canoe from the stern with a 12-foot-long forked tamarack pole. His dad sits facing him with two hand-carved cedar sticks and gently knocks the rice off the stalks into the bottom of the canoe. He lets some rice fall back into the water for reseeding.
Oh yeah, that's falling real good now.
The canoe soon fills up with piles of bushy seed heads. They look like green and tan porcupines in the bottom of the boat. Larry takes a break and glances around the rice bed.
Looks like you could walk across it. It's all marsh and rice. Almost rice, looks like rice all the way up to where you could see trees.
A little while later, they paddle back to camp and spread the shaggy seed heads out on a blue plastic tarp to dry in the sun. The next day, the ricers get a fire going under a propped up galvanized wash tub. They pitch in several handfuls of rice, taking turns stirring the seed heads with a wooden paddle. The smell of burning plants soon fills the camp. This process, called parching, slightly roasts the rice, preserving it, and loosens the husks from the wild rice kernels. About a week into the trip, on a windy day, Larry winnows the rice in a birch bark tray. Gently shaking the parched rice removes the loosened hulls, leaving only the tender kernels. After about 3 weeks of ricing, Joe and Larry have gathered about 25 pounds of rice. They won't be selling it, though. They'll keep it for ceremonies and feasts that take place throughout the winter. For National Public Radio, I'm Nick Vanderpie in Rhinelander, Wisconsin.